Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17th of the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Very excited about having our good friend Barbara Wortman back on, almost 20-year member of our Brain Trust, original founding member. She's a tax attorney and one of the world's top experts on small business taxes, author of all the J.K. Lasser's books, and many others on small businesses. I encourage you to go to BarbaraWeltman.com, sign up for her tip of the day and other stuff that's there that will help you. Barbara, thanks again for being here. You've been doing some studying on the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, the new tax law. I'm at least proud of Congress for not naming it anything to do with reform, because you and I both know it had nothing to do with reform.
Well, you're absolutely right. But it did make some interesting changes. I like the word interesting because it doesn't really say whether that's good or bad, you know.
Right.
But,
so talk to us.
One of the key changes.
Go ahead.
Yeah. One of the key changes is this new kind of deduction. It's a 20% deduction. And what's interesting about this deduction is that it doesn't require you to do any special outlay. You know, if you want to deduct advertising costs, you have to pay for advertising costs. But for this deduction, it doesn't require any additional outlay. You just get it if you're eligible for it.
If you're eligible.
And if you're eligible. And that's a biggie. Now, for Main Street mom-and-pop businesses, you may be able to take a deduction of 20% of your qualified business income, and that's defined about what it is.
Whatever was going to be, whatever we've typically passed through to your personal in the past, on the way to your personal, take 20% off of it.
Well, no, because I got to tell you that it's treated as a very unique deduction. So it's not a business deduction. It doesn't reduce your business income. It doesn't cut what you're going to pay self-employment tax on if you're an unincorporated
business.
No, I
agree
business.
With that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't come off as adjusted reduce adjusted gross income as you would take your IRA deduction or your health savings account.
No, it doesn't come off of everything. It just comes off of your business income.
It comes at the end.
Huh?
It comes off at the end. Think of it on your W-2 on your 1040 as a page 2 deduction, like where you would take your standard deduction, your itemized deductions. That's where it's coming off.
Slow down for a second. Are you saying that when my business income as a S-corp goes over from the corporate filing that we do, from that return, when that amount of money on the bottom line, when that goes over to my personal, it gets added mm-hmm. to my personal, and 20% mm-hmm. comes off of that? That total?
The amount of the deduction is 20% of that.
Of the total.
But it doesn't come off your business income.
So it's 20%.
In other words,
go ahead.
Let's say your ordinary, your profits from your S corporation are $100,000.
Right.
And that's what's reported to you, and you're the only owner, and that's what's reported on your K-1.
Right.
So you pick up the $100,000 as income on your return.
Right.
You reported $100,000. But then just before you get into taxable, what is your taxable income on which you figure the tax, you get to take 20%, meaning $20,000, as a deduction. If you qualify.
Okay. All right. As a deduction on calculating all the taxes.
Right.
Okay.
So let's say you're the reason for this distinction and why it's important is if you weren't an S corporation, if you were an LLC, it doesn't come off your business income to reduce what you pay self-employment tax on, and that's a
No. I can appreciate that they wouldn't take it off of your salary, your W-2 income. But let's say this. Let's say that I got $100,000 in income from the pass-through. I've got $100,000
right.
in W-2, which is below the maximum, and I've got $20,000 in rent. or some kind of passive income.
Okay.
And so we add all that together, okay, and it's $220,000 worth of income, net income.
Okay.
All right, so all the other things have been deducted. What do you do with the 20% there?
So now, and the amount on which you're going to because your taxable income appears to be below $315,000
right,
on a joint return.
Yep.
So you're going to be able to take the full 20% deduction off of the...
Off the 220?
What your business... Off of... No, off of the 100. What,
right,
whatever
off
it was, 100.
But that's what I said a while ago. The 100 gets the 20, not the...
It doesn't include your salary, right.
Right, right. So what I said a while ago is on the way over to your... Or even though it's calculated over there, that income, the business income, is all that gets the 20% deduction.
Correct. That's what you figured the deduction
on. So 20. So what you wind up with is $100,000 in W-2, $20,000 in passive, and $80,000 in business income in that case.
Correct.
Okay.
Effectively.
Yeah.
Right.
If you qualify.
As a bottom line.
Mm-hmm. Will you in the next segment, will you be able to tell us who qualifies and who doesn't?
Yes, absolutely.
This is a big one, folks. All the other stuff and all the other things that I'm mad about, like the fact that corporate America got their alternative minimum tax repeal, but we didn't. I'm angry about that. It's not fair. It's not right. And all that stuff. We're not going to talk about any of that. We are going to talk about who qualifies for the 20% deduction. Quick break. Right back with Barbara Welpman. BarbaraWelpman.com. Stay with us.
Beats. And we are airplanes today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.